For those of you who don't know me, I'm Jan Davis, and I'm on city council, and this became a project about 3 years ago. I'd like to recognize Joe Dunn, one of my former council members, the council mate at that time. Joe was one of those people that said we needed to do something down here as a commemoration, and I caught hold on that, and we just felt like that it was important that we recognize what has gone on this track, and it's an important part of lives of a lot of you here. And it was a great occasion to kick this thing off 3 years ago. We had a good time, and those of you here, there was probably not a dry eye in the place that night, and I suspect by the time it's over tonight, that may be the case too. But we've got this. We came up with the idea of a memorial here, one that was meaningful, and so we started working on it, had a committee together, and we put a lot of effort into it, and now we've got the fruition of it. It's not a racetrack, wish it were, but it is a good commemoration of what went on here, and it's one of those things that if you participated or were a fan or just in the crowd, or if you or someone had never been here, you'll be able to walk up to this memorial and know what happened, and it tells the history of racing in Western North Carolina with a heavy emphasis on Asheville Motor Speedway. I still think of it as the new Asheville Speedway, but anyhow, it's a very important thing. And you know, when you look around here tonight, I'm not sure the bicycle crowd would have grown as big a crowd. Sorry about that, Gary. We put on a pretty good show here a lot of Friday nights, and somebody said, why didn't you do it on Friday night? So I said, that's just a little too close to home. So we'll do it on Thursday night, and we did put on a good show. So you all are responsible for it. There have been a lot of you that contributed a little bit, a lot, and I appreciate that. This memorial's here because of you. I want to take this time to recognize some very important people in the crowd and that had a lot to do with this as well. I wanted to start with some of our elected officials, and I would start with Holly Jones, who was on that same council when we decided to do this, but she's now our county commissioner. Holly, where are you? There she is. Stand up, Holly. And she was an important part of that council too, so she's gone on to be with the county now, and we appreciate her being there. Ray, I kind of stole your thunder on Holly, but if you'd like to come forward, I'd like for Commissioner Ray Bailey, who is everybody's favorite. Ray married into this track, so it's important that he talks, and he's going to recognize his commissioners and say a few words on behalf of the county, who also was a partner in this.
What he won't tell you is that I taught him in high school long, long time ago. I'm delighted to be here to speak on behalf of the Buncombe County Commissioners, and of course Jan introduced Holly over there, and Carol Peterson is here. I think both Bill Stanley and David Gant had previous commitments this evening, but Jan's right. I started bringing my sons here, and we sat in turn one in the bleachers right next to the rail for years and years and years for racing here, and then lo and behold, sometime in the mid 70s, I married a Greenwood. And Marion Greenwood has relived many of the histories of this track and how they ran the track and all the stories that went with all of that during that time. So I'm pleased to be a part of this. The Buncombe County Commissioners have made a contribution to this memorial, and as I say, we're delighted to be part of it. But let me tell you all this. We can pass out all the accolades that we want to anybody in the world, but if Jan Davis hadn't taken this project and brought it to this day, we'd still be talking about it. I hope you would join me in talking about it.
Ray should have taught me better. I ended up playing with too many cards and caring too much about them, so would have done better in school if I hadn't done that. There are a lot of people here that are very important, and I wanted to mention the committee that put this together. They are very deserving of a lot of praise because they put a lot of hard work into it, and that would be, if you guys will raise your hand or step forward, it's Brian Sarzinski, who actually worked with the city now. Got you a job here. And Dan Pierce. Dan's with at UNCA. He's written the book Real NASCAR, and goes through the real friend. Got some books too that he would sign and sell, but he's worked really hard. Jack Ingram. We couldn't have done it without Jack. Hey, Jack. It's an amazing thing that we're standing here in the presence of the guy that's on this round of the NASCAR Hall of Fame, and I know that every one of us here wishes you the best and knows that you're deserving to be in there, and you're going to be there. This is your year. And no one's done quite what Jack did. A little bullheaded at times, though. And Robert Presley. Is Robert here?
Yeah.
I missed him. I haven't seen him. So there you go. That's another one. If it had not been for Robert, we wouldn't be here either. Robert, we're more used to watching you scorch around that track than standing back there, but he was instrumental, and we appreciate those celebrity hot dogs tonight, too. Let's see. One of the key ingredients has been from the city staff, and that's Jeff Richardson, our assistant city manager. Jeff. He has devoted himself to this project, and he was really the one that was responsible for those three cars running around here when we kicked it off last year.
Can we do it again?
Yeah. Jeff got caught up in the moment. We talked about it before and said, you know, we don't need to be doing that. We're going to get in trouble. And he's the only one that could lose his job. I could have got not put back in office, but Jeff could have lost his job. And he said, you think we ought to? I said, let's do it. And they made one round. I said, we'll do one lap. I made one lap around. Jeff said, let him do another. And there wasn't a dry eye here, especially those guys sitting in the car. That was a special occasion. We've lost some people since then, and I regret that we couldn't put this thing together quicker so that everybody would see it. But it's important that those of you here see this and be part of it. And there are a lot of great people in the crowd. I want to introduce particular Mary Greenwood, Ray's mother-in-law, Linda's mother. And she's Mrs. Greenwood, the Mrs. Greenwood of the Greenwoods that owned this track in its heyday. And it was quite a thing that Mr. Greenwood did. And raised some pretty fine children, too.
Thank you.
Let's give her a big hand. We've also got Margaret Caprice. Margaret and her husband also owned the track for several years, and they were here last time we kicked it off, and unfortunately we've lost Mr. Caprice since, and I hope you all extend your sympathies to her. He was a great man, and it's just good to have you here. Very, very special and very important. And George, we got George Ledford, who actually ran the track back in those years, and going to let George say something in a little bit. In fact, we're going to let a lot of people have an opportunity to speak, but I thought it was very important. These people were what made it happen back in those days. Am I missing any other track owners that were here? And then I wanted to take the time to introduce the city folks that helped me so much, and that's our council member Esther Mannheim. Councilman Cecil Bothwell. And I know Gordon was on his way down. I don't know if Gordon Smith has sneaked in yet or not, but he had a patient wait in the day. Am I missing any other council people or commissioners? And I wanted to especially recognize Gary Jackson, our city manager, who's allowed Jeff to do all this stuff with me. Where's Gary? Gary is a great bicycle rancher. So don't say anything bad about bicycles. He loves our sport too. So that's very important. And he's given us kind of the license to do this. And I appreciate it so much. The Phil Kleisler, who works with Jeff. Phil has been the one that's really responsible for getting everything in place this evening. And he's worked really hard on this whole procedure. And from Parks and Recreation, Seth Hendler. Where's Seth? Seth is back there. Seth is not going to take a lot of credit for all this, but this is Seth's design. He designed it, he thought of it, and shepherded all the way through the process. He had great help and support from Al Kopp. I don't know, is Al still here? Al's back there. Al has been so important with this whole thing from the kickoff till now, and Seth as well, and just really appreciate it so much. I run the risk of leaving people out that are important to this whole process, but there are a lot of people in the crowd that are important. We've got some very notable people here that gave a lot. Is Mrs. Clemens in the crowd? I know, I talked to
Chip's here.
Chip's here.
Over there.
Okay. Your daddy is on the memorial, so we're gonna unveil that in a few minutes. The Clemens were a big, big part of this, and there are a lot of people who are a big part of it. Tommy Houston's in the crowd. Wanda Lund, whose husband Tommy drove here early on. We had some other people who were coming tonight that were notable drivers from here, and unfortunately, some of those folks that were not able to come. There's a conflict in Darlington and a couple of other places, so the important people are here. And I think that without further ado, what I want to do at this point is to unveil the memorial. I want to tell you a little about it first. This is this memorial is a replica of a checkerboard flag, and it's got pictures on both sides. And then each of these columns tell the story of racing in Western North Carolina. It'll start over there, and you're going to have the story of the Hollywood Speedway in Fairview, and the story of Asheville Weaverville Speedway, and then we're going to move our way around to McCormick Field, and then up here in what would be turn four at Asheville Speedway. So this is, and those tell the story. There's one part missing. There's another sign that's going to go up and will have the key to all these things. It will have what each picture represents. So it's being done by Larry Coleman here in West Asheville. And that will be ready very soon, but that will also be added, which will mean that people can come up and look at those pictures, and it's going to tell them what they're looking at. The pictures were done mostly by Don Hunter, who was an Asheville native, worked for the Charlotte Observer, and photographed many, many races. Barb Saunders' work is here, and Bob Dudley as well. So we've got a lot of people represented here, and I think the pictures are done in a way that you'll find everything from fan pictures to prominent race drivers and car scenes that you will enjoy. So without further ado, let's unveil it. I think it's pretty overwhelming, and it says a lot, and Seth, you did a great job. It's very impressive, and you can take time and come a little closer and look at it a little bit, but I think it's significant to see the people leaning on the rail at the starts of the race in the prayer time, to where the old days, that's a 60 or 59 Chevy with a couple laying on the hood, and it says too much sun on the key, all the way to looking at, you got Pearson and Petty down there, finding out at the end, and actually at that point, Pearson was in the lead, so Petty passing him there. And then you got, of course, you've got the big old picture of Jack at Younger Day, and you got Robert, and you got Bob, and you just got a lot of different shots here. So this is something that you can all enjoy, and I hope that you will. So if anyone would like to come up, George, if you'd like to say a few words, and anyone that would like to follow, we'd love to have you do that.
Good afternoon, race fans. You're the best race fans that ever was in this part of the country. And I had the Speedway back in 69, 70, and 71. Had the last Grand National race here, which had all the drivers in it, Charlotte. most of them were from Charlotte. At that time, they had a boycott that night. And I was doing the pace car in a doom buggy. And they'd had that boycott because they wouldn't pay them any steel money to show up. But Bill Branch Jr. had called me that day and told me, you don't pay them any deal money because they've got to run for the points thing. Well, they did. They run part of the race, but the rest of it, that's the worst race we ever had here in Iceville. But another thing was, we had, on sportsmen, we had the best sportsman races in the country. Right here. On any given night, Jack and Bosco and Bob and all of them, they could be at least 15 winners for sportsman division. And you could not find that anywhere else. Of course, most of them have been here, they know that, you know, what kind of races we had. We've had car fights down here. We had a car fight down here and had to call in the Iceville Police Department to come in and break up the riots, you know, at one time. But you know what? The next week I sold out. There wasn't a seat left down here where people wasn't coming. So there's a lot of history about this track, and there's just a lot of things people don't realize that went on here and far. And I just thank goodness that they did do something for these guys, because they sure put on a good show down. Thank you very much.
You know, as with anything, it's very difficult to mention everyone that's here, but we're going to recognize a few people too that may or may not want to speak. There are a lot of drivers here. We've got Ed Surratt. Raise your hand now. Clarence Ogle. Woo! Woo! Yeah! Ronnie Silk.
Who's Ronnie?
Junior Franks is here, and Carrie Bodenheimer. And I did mention Tommy, but Tommy Houston, Crate Payne. I talked to Crate earlier. Let's see, Ron Crane, car owner, is here. Clyde Flowers, I'm sorry. And who else? Who am I leaving out?
Larry Ogle's here. Larry Ogle.
Larry Ogle.
Woo!
Glad to have you there. Okay, anybody I'm leaving out? This is your shot. Claude Wellman.
Yeah, Claude's
here. David Messer's son.
David Messer.
Gary Messer.
David Messer.
Gary Neese's family.
Gary Neese.
Yeah, his mom's
here. Gary Neese's family.
All right. Everybody knows Homer.
And let's see.
Ronnie Lunsford.
Ronnie Lunsford.
Yeah.
Ronnie Lunsford.
Jay Burleson from the first days.
Jay Burleson from the first days. Okay. I know we're running the risk of missing people, but Donnie Fox. Guys, if it hadn't been for you all, it wouldn't have happened. And that's the important part. And that's what this memorial is about. Also wanted to thank the Mr. George Gosner, who raced several years ago with Bob and Jack and that whole crowd. Bosco. Bosco is Bosco here? I haven't seen him. Talk to him, he's supposed to be. But anyhow, without you guys, it wouldn't have happened. And also, it would not have happened on the memorial without the help of the Evelyn Foundation. We've got both the Bills here tonight, Bill Murray and I. Being the treasurer for this thing, and the county, all those people are important. Now, who wants to talk about the times here?
Oh, God.
It's good to be back here again. Woo! And sad, but we want to thank everybody. We were part of Speedway 99, my son and I, my husband and my daughter, and Barbara, several people. There were lots of you that were here with Speedway 99. We were on our knees with our knee pads.
In the freezing cold.
But guess what? We got it another year. We begged for another year, but they wouldn't let us have it. we want to thank you all. In 1988, we did our first ambulance down here. We stood by here for many, many years. My husband was here at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. He couldn't wait for the racetrack to open, so he got here at 4 o'clock just to make sure it did get open. And all those years, while Kermit was racing, Tanya was racing, we stood by just to help somebody. Maybe some got hurt, we took them to the hospital. We were with Billy Presley the night he died. We were sad that night. We lost another guy, Alan. I can't remember his name, but he had a wrecker. Alan's Wrecker Service, and he had a heart attack and died that night, same night. So things happen that there was nothing we could do about. But we were there for you, and we wanted to be here for you. I started coming here in 1964. My first date was here. It was raining. Isn't that awful? Kermit Sr. wouldn't have missed a race, no matter what, rain, snow, or whatever. We sat in the fourth turn, and we sat all through that race. When I got home that night, some of you people know my dad worked with Bob Greenwood and some of the others, and they all knew. When I walked in the door, I was wet from head to toe. He said, "What kind of date is that?" I said, "We went to the Asheville Speedway," and he said, "It is raining, but we love the race, and we miss the racing, and someday I hope we'll get it back." My grandson now wants to race. I'll turn it over to Kermit, because this is kind of a touchy thing with me. Every time I go by with the ambulance, it seems like we ought to turn in, come to the back gate. We love you all, and we miss you so much.
I just want to say thanks to all the fans who supported what we've done over the years. Most of my time was spent on the other side of the fence, or in it, one or the other. Me and Clyden Jr., we used to play around way too much on the racetrack, but that's a part of my life. I really enjoy it. But I just want to thank everybody for coming today and supporting all these racers. And like she said, hopefully someday we'll get to see it again.
Thank you. And I just had Lloyd Slagle step up too, so give Lloyd a hand. We won't ask Miss Polly what she was doing that night that it rained to race out, but anyhow. Let's see. Anybody else? Okay. You know, coming back here is like coming back home. I look over here and see this empty hole in this wheel fence where I stood for 10 years, at least I know, as a NASCAR 2 starter here at the Asheville Speedway. And I look around and I see all the drivers and remember the heydays and remember what it meant to come down here on Friday night. This was the hot spot in Asheville on Friday night during the summer. And it took a snotty-nosed little kid when I started coming here at age 12, 13, and working in the tower. It was my dream to become the flagman at this speedway. And in 1984, thanks to Russ Light, I was working as a backup flagman to a good friend of mine, Max Lasseter, that passed away this year. Max is a good guy. A lot of good flagmen were here. Max Lasseter, Roby Combs, Tommy Thompson flagged here. Who else flagged, guys? Dennis, he flagged some. But this racetrack took me here to bigger things than NASCAR. And it was you people that I look forward to seeing every Friday night. I mean, I've been hugged tonight more than I've been hugged in the last 10 years. Barb Saunders, this racetrack let me become, that is one of my best friends. See, I want to say thank you to the folks that have
We done a memorial book. I hope you, if you've seen it, there's some over there. If you didn't get one, we have some more coming in. But I want to thank Jan Davis especially for allowing me to do this. Jan had the confidence that I could do it, and we did it. I want to thank the people that advertised in it that made it possible for us to do it. Kim Flemons, thank you, Donnie. Come here. Kim Flemons, this is Bob Greenwood's daughter, and this is Miss Greenwood here. She supplied the pictures, the black and white ones of the early days. She was a big help. Barb Saunders, she supplied. I've never seen so many pictures in my life that Barb had. Bob Dudley, he helped out. I've had so many people help out on this book. But again, you know, to everyone that was a part of this racetrack, and this is like I've lost a family member, you know, but I'll have good memories. And we got to keep up our hopes that one day the deal be the sounds of stock car racing again in Western North Carolina. Is that what you want to hear? Come on. Again, thank you for letting me be a part of this.
Thank you so much. My name is Kim Greenwood Flemons, and yes, I'm the youngest of Bob Greenwood. And on behalf of our wonderful mother, the most wonderful mother in the whole wide world, Mary Ann Greenwood, my brother, Robert Greenwood, who was here working on this track many, many years, my sister, Glenda, and her family is here. My family is here tonight. This is just really nice what y'all have done. A funny story, my sister loves to tell the story, and we've got pictures, and she's mad at me because I didn't give the picture to Daryl of her giving Richard Petty a trophy. So Ray, he got a kiss from my sister before you did. My brother likes to tell stories, and these are true stories. When Ralph Earnhardt would race here, Dale Sr. would be here. My poor brother had to babysit him because he was a pretty bad kid. We've all heard that. My niece Elizabeth would say, if I didn't mention that she is a Dale Jr. number one fan. But my best memory is the fact that my dad and Dickie Flemons were best friends. And 32 years ago, I married his son, Tim. So we have two wonderful boys and two wonderful grandchildren and a daughter-in-law, so we're a big NASCAR family. So when you think about family, this is what it's all about. So thank you for remembering what our dad did and our mother. When they bought this racetrack, it was dirt, and they paved it. We got it a part of NASCAR. Mr. France used to call my daddy, and my daddy would fight with him about every week. But we got this to be a NASCAR track, and it's NASCAR today. So thank you for what you've done. Thank you, Daryl. Daryl is a great guy. I said he's my new best friend. And thank you for what you all have done today. Thank you.
Thank you. I would be I almost missed Mickey Allen that man. Mickey, would you like? Mickey was a huge part of this track.
Not in the shape I was when I used to run around here and get rubber on my shoes every week. But I promise you, that's just part of the good times. I'm going to tell you just a little bit more about the New Axel Speedway and what it really meant. I had the privilege of installing the flagpole over here. Jim Heron and I did the first race that we ran up here when we owned the track. One of the finest things I think we ever did. The other thing that I can attribute to Ms. Greenwood and Mr. Bob Greenwood, we started Cancer Rump here. We went through the stands and the fans gave. The drivers came through here with their helmets. And we raised money for a child that didn't have hope. And we gave them hope. We did that for 25 years here. That's some of the things that NASCAR doesn't get credit for. This is what the race fans do, and this is what they did for this track. We had people like Chuck Thompson. There was not an announcer anywhere in this country that had the ability to just announce a race like Chuck Thompson. He was a natural. He was a God-given talent, and he did a great job. I appreciate all of you coming out here. I like you. I hate to see it die, but we don't have to let it die. We can remember that we can keep going on and have this memorial stand for something good. We can talk bad about it. We can talk bad about the city council, the county commissioners, and whomever else you want to talk bad about. It's not going to help a thing. Our racetrack is gone. It's dead. But we don't have to let it die. If you'll just keep in your heart what God gave us in this racetrack. The finest racing on Friday night, as you've heard said before. There's never been a track anywhere that had the best, the talent. We've had David Pearson, we've had the Allison brothers, we had even Darrell Waltrip came up here one time and raced. And then the guys like Tommy Houston and Jack and Bob and Clarence and these boys that came in here every week and gave their life for this track. And you folks are what made it possible. Without you, we wouldn't have anything. So I appreciate you. I appreciate you saying that, Jim.
A while ago when Jack unloaded the car, he gave us a little color with the car and a little smell of high-octane fuel and the sound of a motor. Everybody's, a big smile came on their face, and we'd be amiss, Jack, if we didn't get you up here to say a few words. We heard the car, we need to hear you. Jack over there anywhere?
Yeah.
Yeah, Jack, tell us about the game there. Real special man.
Thank you, Dan. Thank you for putting this deal together. That's a great thing for these race fans to be able to see that. And I'm just glad to be part of this. And I started my racing career here. Miss Greenwood's husband was a race promoter, and he was a fine person. And I don't think that I've been able to do what I did in racing, heading off there to some old speedway. And Greenwood promoted races here, and he done a good job of it. And there's Mickey Miller, he ran it a while. So did George, but there's been several promoters, but the first one that I remember the most is Greenwood. He's the one that paved it, his little dirt track, and he brought it to life. And he done a great job. And I remember Miss Greenwood, if you had trouble here, she'd give you $35 when the race is over. They had a lot of money. She's a great person. She comes up the Tasty Diner and eats a lot, and we get to see her quite often. And I tell people, you know who that is? No. I said, that's Miss Greenwood. She's Bob Greenwood's wife, and they started that racetrack down there. It was started in that little dirt track. He got it and bought it and paved it. And the first person I saw when I come down here wasn't Greenwood, believe it or not, it was Bruton Smith. And he was a helping Greenwood in both these races. And I told little Bruton not long ago, I said, you got me in trouble. What do you mean? I said, you had me down there and asked for racing with Greenwood. And I said, actually, if it hadn't been for that, I don't know where I'd have been in racing. But I wound up, fortunately, being able to learn my trade right here. And if I hadn't had this racetrack, I may not have been nominated to that Hall of Fame. And I want to thank all of you for coming out. And see you.